We gonna need to buy a camera. We're going to need to buy cameras. I have continued recording the podcast episode at this point. I hit the play button. It's recording. So we're going to continue the PlayStation conference. By the way, sorry about that. We had technical difficulty. Y'all going to see in the video thing. We probably going to have like 5 minutes with no video. And right now we don't have video, but Evan's probably going to put it back up real quick in a second or two.
Give me 2 minutes.
Yeah, let me continue. I got to re-announce something because I have to take my shot. But I want to say, speaking of PS2 games, man, Jango Fett was the game. Star Wars Bounty Hunter. That was it. Other than that, PlayStation sucked. Xbox, baby. I'm an Xbox baby.
PlayStation 2 had like fucking amazing games. What are you talking
about?
But
the Xbox had Halo 1. And the Xbox had Halo 2.
Bro, but PS2 was like way before that shit. We're
not, cool, but the thing is,
this is a different era.
But right, you got to understand that.
This is a different era we're talking
but
about.
But okay, right, but here. Can you hear me out though? The PlayStation didn't have Halo 1. Halo 1 or Halo 2.
Halo is great, but this was before that time.
Your camera don't like you, baby.
Your camera don't work, baby.
Well, we just gonna rock it then without the video. Fuck it.
Sigh of disappointment.
Well, real quick then. I gotta do this, and I'll edit this into the video myself. Let me get my little camera going.
Hey, why are you touching me, man, in the dark?
Let me get my little camera going.
What?
Hold on. I got to put on the video. Sorry, this is very entertaining for people watching the fucking video.
Oh, that's why.
What happened?
It's fucking
your storage
full.
Is full, apparently.
We'll manage that. Let's see what's going on.
Listen, Rachel Roof on Instagram, you should come marry me or something.
That's what you want to reiterate?
Yeah, I need her to know this.
Okay.
That's dumb.
No comment. No.
You busted out. She. Yeah, man. PS2 sucked though. I didn't play PS2, man. The only thing I played. I can't even say that because I was gonna say Budokai Tenkaichi 3, which is legendary.
Literally.
Legendary. The game, dude. The game still cost $60.
Two and three.
Fuck two, but three.
Three was amazing. Two and three were great.
That game still cost $60. That's ridiculous.
Yep.
Wow.
And I was still, you fucking boy.
My favorite Girl. Games were like.
I'll body you.
Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
I never played Vice a GTA City. Game.
Vice City was my favorite.
Like, Vice City was always the favorite.
People say San Andreas.
Nah, Vice City.
People always say San Andreas. But I played San Andreas like beginning to end, and I've also played Vice City beginning to end. Vice City is 10 times more fun in my opinion.
Of course.
Even though you can do a lot more in San Andreas, like you can ride a bike, you can actually swim in that one. You don't fucking die as soon as you touch water. I think Vice City to me is amazing. Especially because of the soundtrack. Like, you know, the radio and the cars and shit.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing.
I did not play a Grand Theft Auto game until 4.
Really?
Which was like and an okay then- one.
Okay, well, Nico Bellic's pretty lit. But then... Oh, no. Hold on, I might got it. Because I forget when San Andreas got put on the Xbox Live Marketplace. Because I fucking... This is when YouTube was really just starting to bust. And I was watching Grand Theft Auto San Andreas myth videos. You ever see those?
No.
Where they're like, oh, Bigfoot's in the forest. And it was like videos of people trying to find Bigfoot in the forest and stuff.
Nope.
Of the game. They were myth hunters, bro. I'm pretty sure they're still on YouTube to this day. You can find them.
Most likely.
And I saw that, and I was like, let me play a game. Yeah, stupid. Literally, hours of my life I wasted watching fucking some guy run around trying to find Bigfoot in a forest.
I didn't get into PlayStation until, like, the PS4, but even then, that was still... This is about, like,
what was your first game experience?
Oh, that was, like, a console?
Or game your experience first in- game experience.
First game experience. Damn.
I got mine, but you guys want me to go while you think about it?
Yeah, because...
First experience I could fucking recall was in our little projects, when we were living in the little projects. And me and my little brother had the little bunk bed and we were whatever. And my dad got the N64. And he had fucking Mario 64.
Oh.
Fucking God, that game is God blessed. Dude. That game is busting.
Top five games of all time.
Buster. That's a top buster right there.
Top five game of all time.
Yeah.
Top five.
But my brother would always play that shit. And he wouldn't let me play. Bully me out of playing it all that time. That's not busting. And I'll never forget.
Is that
forget.
Really a word now?
And I'll never forget, because this was before my dad got really disabled and stuff, so it was pretty functional then. I'll never forget. I got so upset that I couldn't play it, and I was like, whatever. And my dad was like, listen to me, little fat fuck, to my brother. Not to me, but he was like, listen to me, little fat fuck. He didn't really say that, but I'm going to say it because it adds emphasis. Little fat fucker. Mm-hmm. Get out this fucking room. Kicked my brother out the room. He locked the door, and we both got in the top bunk, and we were laying on our stomachs, and we played through literally the whole fucking game, pretty much. I'm pretty sure the whole game, because I remember getting to Rainbow Bowser and all that stuff. And that one fucking session, it was a great moment in my life. It's all downhill from there, baby. Yeah, man. And that's the first time I remember playing a fucking game. It was Mario 64 with my pods.
Mine was also the 64, but it was Contra.
What? That Contra 64? That was a thing? Was it 3D? I don't remember Contra 64.
No, Contra was the name of the game.
I know,
it
but...
It was played on Nintendo 64.
Ah, but they had a port of Contra.
Just hit me with the fucking speaker.
It's okay, baby. You'll be okay.
I got my knee blood. If I was you, I'd be complaining.
They had a Contra port, is what you're saying.
What?
A port of Contra. Contra was a game on the SNES, brother.
It's a Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Yes. I thought you said your first experience was on N64.
Right.
Yeah. So they had a port.
Oh.
So they had a ported version onto the N64. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It was Bussin?
Was it the 64?
If we're going to name the episode Bussin, I got to milk it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I already did it.
You fucking milking that shit.
We just got to milk it, man.
The 64 was the black one, right? Or was it the gray one?
And that's the end of the plus. Bro, what you mean?
I fucking forgot.
Dog, you know which N64 I had? I had the green. They're both translucent. They're both see-through ones.
I never had those. I always had the matte boys.
Oh, yeah, they had the matte boys. Bro, I had the see-through ones. Bro, legendary. I had the green one and I had the orange one. Oh, bro. That... Chef kiss.
Wow. That would have been cool.
But my first gaming experience was I was in Nicaragua, and it was an arcade. I was in an arcade, and my favorite game was in an arcade. It was Mortal Kombat 3.
Mm.
That's my favorite game of all time. Mortal Kombat 3 in an arcade, bro. I was there for like hours and hours.
I think I was wrong now that you brought that up. I think my first experience was... My grandpa and one of his friends and my dad or whatever all invested in a restaurant. They had a restaurant called El Chato's, I believe is what it was. It was like in the middle of the white ghetto. So, you know, everybody was eating there. That place was on fire. It's like one of the only Spanish restaurants there. And they had an arcade, and it was oh, man, Spider-Man Maximum Carnage, I think, was the arcade game. I think that might have been. It was a Spider-Man arcade game. That shit.
Who?
That shit was fucking unqualified to bust so hard. Hmm. Yeah, man.
I also love Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong?
DK. Donkey Kong. He's the leader of the bunch.
Yeah.
You know him well. He's finally back to kick some tail.
Okay, copyright. DK. Yeah.
That was the song? I still remember that song.
Yeah, man. Games are cool, man.
Wow, I do not know that song at all. And the thing is I only played the SNES version of Donkey Kong. So there was no words. So it was literally
Yeah, man. Being a kid was cool.
It's literally like the oldest version. It's literally the first Donkey Kong.
If you had a chance to go back, relive childhood, would you do it?
Fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yes.
Wait, would I still know the shit that I know from?
No. If you got a chance to relive childhood exactly the same, like no differences, everything would be exactly the same, would you do it? Making no differences at all.
Like I wouldn't have the memories I have now?
Yeah, would I still have
the memories? I guess you would, of course, because you'd have to relive it. So, yeah.
So I would obviously make changes.
No, but you can't make changes, though. You have to go on that. It's like a roller coaster. You locked in.
I can't remember everything that happened.
Would you do that just to relive through it? Mm. That's the question, because that's in your childhood.
I want to make changes to it.
Without going deep into it, I would. But if we're going to actually go diving into the actual question... And like,
you shoot back to 5 years old and you go all the way up to where you are now, but you're on a roller coaster. You can't get off that shit.
I don't like roller coasters anyways.
You just get to experience it. Would you do it? You
wouldn't go back, huh?
No, I wouldn't. No, I told you.
See, that's you hear the theory.
If I can't change anything, then nah, I wouldn't go back.
So, well, you've heard the theory before that like when you die, your brain, the last few seconds, like pumps you full of the endies, little enders, and you literally relive your life. You've heard that theory before, right? That's yes. What's believed happens before you die. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Would you, like, up to where you are now, would you want that to happen? Where you are so far in your life? Would you be happy with the habits at the end, or would you be like, man, just cut the shit short? Can I skip the cutscene?
What, I want to die? Yeah.
Fuck the credits. Yeah. I really don't care for it. I mean, but if it happens, it happens.
Let's get the deep cut, baby. I'm going to say it. It's my new thing now, the deep cut, baby. Let's get the deep cut. Are you scared to die?
Oh, yes. Why? I find myself one time just thinking about it, like, what the fuck happened?
Can I get my cigar one up?
The bowl?
No. The what? Excuse me? He's smoking cigarettes, sir. I'm smoking a cigar. He's smoking a cigarette. Anyways, go ahead.
Thought of myself once. It's like, damn, what happens if you die? Like, does it just go fucking black? And into a fucking abyss? Or you just don't know anything? Like, does it just stop? And that's it? Or is it actually like an afterlife or something? Like a soul you have that just rises up?
I know it's stupid, but I thought I was the only person who ever thought of that. It's like, bro, it's just like, is that it? Just like,
it's like blank. Just blank. Just
infinity, eternity, just blank nothing. Like, that, you can't even recognize how that would feel.
That scares you? You know what scares me?
Yeah,
it did, but I've learned to find comfort, not comfort in it, but just there's a comfort in finality.
You know what scares me more?
Mm. Roller coasters?
Being alive. I think...
Being alive.
Yeah, I think, like, to be honest, I'd rather not do it anymore.
Well, I got a box cutter in here. It'll make good content.
Like, honestly, like, I'd rather just not do it anymore just because it's, like, fucking exhausting. Like, I don't want to have these feelings. And, like, it's fucking much easier because if you believe in what you believe in reincarnation and stuff like that, or you believe you're... transferred soul is going to go somewhere, your energy is going to go somewhere, it's much easier. I don't want to have any more responsibilities. I don't want to fucking bear with other people dying. I don't want to go through these, you know, motions anymore.
That's the thing.
Death is much easier than life. Life's hard.
That's why I don't want to settle, and that's why I'm pursuing a music career. That's why I'm glad we're pursuing a podcast, is because life is hard as fuck. If you could conquer that shit, bro, boy, I'm gonna walk into that break room in hell and be like, Hitler, listen, you did some shit, but boy, look what I did, boy.
What's funny is that your theories should be, if you guys conquered life, shouldn't death be a fucking reward? Shouldn't you see death as a reward? And like, you it's not in blank, nothing is, your energy's gonna transfer at least somewhere to where you're gonna find bliss.
I think that's the beauty of it. I want to be, because our life expectancy is higher. It's in the hundreds. I know that for a fact. Our life expectancy, I think it's like 115 or something when I read it. I don't fucking know. I want to be like 108, and I just want to be like, I'm done with this shit. Yo, can I like...
Clock out.
Yo, if I break my hip or something, leave me. That's it. That's the goal, bro. Like, I've enjoyed my shit. Everyone's great. Everyone's great.
Do you think this is the people that just have good ass life that don't want it to end?
Of course, bro. You heard of the I forget the whole company and everything, but it was they cryogenically froze themselves before death. And they were like a bunch of famous baseball players and shit that did it and stuff. And yeah, they froze themselves cryogenically because they were like, well, I'm gonna wait till they find a cure for shit because I want to keep living. And what ended up happening is the company ran out of money and everyone thawed out and died. Wow. Yeah, I forget the whole thing. I watched a video on it the other day, though.
How the fuck do you supply money to a company
that's exactly that's the thing? It's like rich people supported it, but bro, they just ran out of money. That shit was crazy. But yeah, of course, dude. People, I don't know. And also, that's the thing with religion. Like, I found my belief in like and the energies and stuff we feel around us. But like, bro, that like every religion is just a market for an afterlife. That's what it is, trying to give you the comfort of knowing like there's something afterwards. Like, as there's no religion that's like after this you fucked. After this there's nothing.
Atheist.
No religion knows exactly what happens after death.
Yeah, that's the thing is yeah. People fucking want to find comfort in those things. You know what I mean?
So do you believe in ghosts?
100%.
100%.
100%. And that's the reason I can't say, that's the reason I know for a fact energy is a thing. That's the reason I can never disqualify a religion. Because I know for a fact ghost is bussing.
But religion is man-made.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Religion is man-made. So to me, religion, since it's man-made, I think has caused more harm. I think it's a good set of, you know, rules and, you know, parables, you know, the way to live a life, a very just life. But then, you know, you also have, you know, your own set of morals that you can live your life based off of. But there's been holy wars literally set because you don't believe in my religion. There's been massacres, there's been fucking, just, there's been a whole bunch of shit because of, you know, man-made religion.
Millions of people have died for a dude to wear a funny hat. You think about that?
Exactly.
For a dude to wear a funny hat, so many people have died. Like a rabbit. That shit.
Like a little rabbit. But on the other hand, religion has brought people back from the brink of death, back from, you know, addiction, you know, suicide. You know, anything. It's brought whole nations together. It's brought people who've hated each other, you know, to help each other out. It's done good and it's done bad. But to me, the bad outweighs the good sometimes because it's man-made. So, like, someone caused this to happen and then someone's atrocities happen because of it.
Well, that's the fucking, that's the dichotomy of man, right? Is that we fuck everything up. Like, man, you know how many, like, bro, dodo birds is dead, though. Them shits is dead.
Dodo birds?
Yeah, little dodos.
That was a long time ago, though.
Yeah, but we killed them, though.
Yeah, we killed everything.
We killed them, man. They cute little sweet little babies, man.
We kill each other.
We kill each other. Bro, I shouldn't put this in the universe, but, bro, I was part of the thing of me thinking the car pod is, like, when this shit gets successful, bro, somebody might like run up on us with a strap if they see us recording and like try to do some shit or fuck with us. You know how many people do that to like run up on a rapper or some shit and just like pull out a bangarang bass? Just, I mean, usually it don't end up in like harm for the most part, but like, bro, can you imagine? That shit freaks me out that somebody would do that for clout. That's just like a human being doing that for clout. You think about that?
I don't think about that, dude.
I don't know how you guys survived so fast.
I have so much paranoia and anxiety in my brain. I always think about
you.
Like,
you're not kidding.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy.
You do be like that, man.
You came up with that whole fucking scenario.
Oh, of course.
In your head.
I do that shit all the time.
Somebody pull up on us.
That's
for a podcast.
That's
like that.
That's the one reason. Well, bro, you ever see the Can I Get a Drop with Charlamagne the God? That's some hood classic shit right there. No. The radio host Charlamagne the God, he literally was walking on the street and some dude runs up, Can I Get a Drop? And they start swinging on him just for clout, just for like, you know what I mean? People do that shit.
Okay, bro. Yeah, but we, he probably said something to rub somebody the wrong way.
I actually think it was because of Funk Master Flex that has some shit going on, but okay. Whatever. That,
great. I don't think anybody's going to take our shit.
Hey, yo, but no fuck offense. Poyo, though.
Seriously
hey,
enough.
Hey, but fuck Poyo, though.
You know, since you said that, I have the craziest feeling that some crazy-ass nigga right now is okay. Going to be like, hey, what are you guys doing?
Bop, bop, bop. Damn, you know what? I think it's time to go home.
Like, I'm going home, though. Yo, but yeah, that,
hey, yo, honestly, drive the car dude, around
to be,
somewhere.
To be that ass, though, like, I think that's one of the only reasons.
This is scary, you know. Yo. I want to go in a room.
I think that's one of the yeah. only reasons I can't enjoy my life properly is because I always think I overthink things.
Me too.
That's what I'm saying. Like, bro, literally the way I'll memorize where Jeffrey's friend lives, the way I'll memorize something like that off one instance, I memorize everything like that, and I always think of every single situation. I think of every single fucking possibility.
I do that too, but
that's
like,
honestly why I fumble my words a lot too.
It's kind of
I think too fast.
I do it as like a fun thing. Like, oh damn, what if I would have hit that lady?
Evan's gonna be the one who shoots us.
Well,
I guess. I do like a whole scenario in my head.
Cut, I guess.
But yeah, I think ghosts are real. And maybe this kind of ties into the overthinking thing, but I used to see a lot of shit when I was a kid. A lot of shit. And of course, my family thought it's because like my grandma or my great grandma was a fucking, what do you call them? A clairvoyant. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because of that shit, they think that it passed down in the blood and shit. You know, shit like that has happened to, like, my little cousin, not Brandon, but the other one, the female one, she the day before my dad died, she knew it was going to happen, everything. And she told everyone, she was crying, but no one, but oh my God, that dog scared the living hell out of me. I thought that dog was about to pull out a banger.
The owner's coming.
Jumped, my heart
jumped, the owner's coming in, and he looks like a fucking shadow.
Okay,
he got a banger on him. Nah,
all right, listen. I actually saw something a couple of weeks ago when my uncle passed away. I told you guys when my uncle passed away.
I think you told me. I don't know if you told Evan. So.
Oh yeah. Yeah, my uncle passed away because of COVID, and I was walking down the stairs and I see
Oh yeah, you told me, and then your mom.
Yeah. I was walking down the stairs, and you know everything downstairs, all the lights were turned off.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom was just chilling on the couch. The only thing that was on was a kitchen light. So I come downstairs to completely pitch black darkness, and then I see like something that's even darker than pitch black.
The blacker
darkness.
Than black, yeah.
It's like insane. Like it's insanely black, and it was in the just. Like for some reason my right eye can only see it at that point, and it just moved across like a flag, like it was like a figure. It was very, very, you know, it wasn't that tall this time, it was kind of short, and it moved like a flag very, very quick from my right peripheral all the way to like, well, in my house layout would be to the main window of the house, the front of the house. And it was just insane. It all my hair stood up, and I haven't seen something like that in years since the death of my other relative. So yeah, I do believe the energies stay, and they find things that maybe are left unsaid or undone or shit like that, because I feel like energies carry some type of regret or some type of residual emotion that they need to, you know, get off of their chest.
That's true.
Not bussing.
I used to watch a show. I don't know if you guys ever watched it. Supernatural.
I still
with fucking
do.
Dean and
Yeah,
I still do.
Yeah.
My dad watched it. My dad loved it. I never seen it.
My mom watched the shit. They're on like season
watched,
like 18 and
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I never actually finished it, but anyways, they have this thing where people's souls or whatever stay behind, attached to like something that they died with.
I'm gonna throw this card. I don't need it.
Go ahead, throw it out. So like they would die with a button, and the person would kept that button. They are attached to that, so you would actually have to destroy that in order for them to actually.
Oh, so like a Horcrux.
Yeah, type thing. Yeah.
Oh, my arm is numb. Yeah, bro, that's...
Or like an Annabelle.
Yeah, like a horror.
I like Horcrux better.
Bro, yeah, but like when I was a fucking little jitty, I used to, like I said, I used to see.
You just locked the door like four times, Evans.
Bro, to make sure.
I used to see shit all the. I remember this is the scariest one that happened. Is I would see in school, I'd see the meat man.
The meat man.
That's what I called him. This dude with a fucking mangled face, covered in blood and shit. I'd see, bro. I'm getting shivers talking about it. Like the meat man. That's what I called him, the meat man. And of course, like I'm like, damn. I'm probably just. I think about it, I'm like, oh well. Realistically, I'm probably just a little demented fuck. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
But yeah, man. I saw the meat man, and it built up to one night where I was sleeping in bed, and I'll never forget it. Just pure black. You know, you have your eyes closed, it's pure black, and you just have little thoughts in your head and shit.
And I try not to.
It's just a pure black abyss, and then just fucking bright white out of nowhere. And this dude the meat man just walked up, bro. And I woke up screaming crazy, like blah, blah, blah. My brother didn't wake up because he's a piece of shit. And then my mom's like, yo, what happened? And I just remember, and that's the last time I ever saw that. And I can't say that. But I was about to get a little ghetto on it.
You're scared.
Well, because if he showed up today, I'm shooting the fade. Like I don't have that inherent fear. It's true.
Well,
bro,
what if the white light was just like an angel that was just protecting you and just took him away?
Well, mate, bro, I still remember my guardian angel. Like, I'm serious, bro. My eyes are teary. Just think about this shit. I'm getting goosebumps and shit. It's not a sad thing. It's just a shiver thing. But like, bro, I still remember being in Kohl's, one of those places that have the shoe with the little shoe mirror things. I still remember me and my guardian angel like looking in the mirror and I was seeing him and shit and talking to him. And then my mom's like, I still remember that shit, bro. I still remember my imaginary friend type shit. I remember seeing a fucking. Dogs and shit. I still remember one time in my old house.
What was your imaginary friend's name?
I don't remember that much. I just remember what it looked like.
What it looked like?
Bussin.
It looked like bussin. It literally just looked like a person with no mouth, just like the shape and just like two eyes. Yeah.
No mouth.
Yeah, no mouth. Just flat features, except for the eyes. Yeah. I still remember that shit. I remember a lot of things very vividly. Boy, look like Kanye. Is what you said.
What, like Caillou?
Caillou?
Kanye. I thought you said Kanye. I'm like, bro, Kanye, like, that'd be
more
dope.
More like Slender Man.
Pretty much, but with eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it wasn't scary. I'm not scared of that. That's fine. That's whatever.
Yeah, tutu on them.
I'm pretty sure I remember, like, a white robe dead ass, though. Oh. Like, so it was chilling. Yeah, bro. And one of the other creepiest things is my buddy Joe. I don't want to put all his business out there, but his mom was fucking. Horrible person. If we ever get him on an interview, I'll tell you guys a little after this what happened, but like, man, I'd like to talk to him about that actually. So he lived with his grandma, and his grandma came over to our house one time, and we were all standing together, and then when whatever, we're talking about for like a few minutes, and then they leave, and I remember Joseph was hanging out with my brother the next day. He's like, yeah, my grandma was wondering who the little girl was, like, who was that little girl at the house. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, to this day, that's pretty much all the information we got. But she said she saw for a long time, like, a little girl there with us, like, sitting around doing shit. I'm like, bruh.
Oh, hell no.
Bruh. Tight. My life be surrounded by that spooky shit. But now, bro, at this point in my life, dead ass, bro. nah, for real, bro. I'm catching I'm catching fades, though. Like, yo.
Javier, you're scaring Evans. You're scaring him. He looked at me. He looked at me in such a fright. Oh my God. He looked at me like I just took his soul.
Yo, ghost stories, baby.
Yo, fucking Jeff can shut it, bro.
Forgot you were there.
No, his fucking toes made a sound. And the skin, I thought somebody should open the door. I swear to God.
Nah, bro, but that ass though, like, bro, but at this point in my life, 100%, bro.
I wish you could.
Yo, let me pose you guys a question real quick. We're reaching the time where we could cut. By the way,
I like ghosts. I like ghosts.
I don't like ghosts.
Nah, I love this conversation, but let me pose you this question, bro. Right now, fucking Xenomorph from Alien shows up outside that fucking window. What are you doing?
Walmart.
We have no chances. But drive.
Know what I'm doing? I'm drive. Catching the fade.
Wait. You said
I'm catching the fade.
Xenomorph?
From Aliens. You remember Alien from Aliens? It's called the Xenomorph.
Okay.
The one with the little mouth that comes out like...
No, drive.
Yeah, definitely drive. I go with drive.
Oh, okay, but
like... Well, we all know what to do. You know, you just cut their heads open, use the heads as a shield. And...
Everything is fucking...
But I'm just saying, bro. Like,
they can literally...
If we're not in a vehicle, we have a choice. Like, if you woke up and there's a fucking xenomorph in your room...
You're dead. You can't do nothing.
You're dead.
But are you just accepting? Because I'm catching the fade. I swear, bro. Deadass. I'm putting it on everything, bro. A fucking alien pops up in my room. I'm catching the fade.
You just get... Right there with you.
Fucking demon.
You're gonna wake up with a hole in your stomach.
A demon pops up in my room. I'm catching the fucking fade. Will I win? Probably not. I'm catching the fade though. I'm gonna go out swinging. Like, no, fuck that. That's one of the worst things about that shit. I'm not scared of any of that fucking shit.
I wanna tell you a ghost story, and it's not mine.
Why you wouldn't do that?
Because it's my sister's.
I'll swing on her. Right.
So she had
Can y'all watch behind me, please?
Yeah.
Just make sure nothing's attacking me.
Okay, right, so when
it's
I
meat man.
When I heard this story from my sister, it was pretty scary because it usually always happens when a relative dies in our family that, you know, one of us dreams, one of us sees something happens. So this is when she was around 13, 14 years old. I think it was my dad's grandpa who just recently passed away. And one night she was sleeping and she woke up, but just her eyes, and she couldn't move.
Sleep paralysis.
Exactly. So she had sleep paralysis. And she said the scariest thing was that she saw a shadow on top of her, you know, on top of her. She looked straight up. She couldn't close her eyes. And it was a really tall shadow, mm-hmm. longer than she was. Like, it filled the entire room. It was, like, more than 6 feet. And they got closer and closer. And she was crying. She said she was crying because she couldn't close her eyes. Bro, that shit is scary. Why? Because I was 7 years old.
Tonight. I ain't fucking sleeping.
When I was 7 years old, I saw the same tall figure walk down the stairs days later. We figured out it was my dad's grandpa because he passed away.
Holding down people like that.
And what's crazy is that
he couldn't just tap her and be like, yo, I'm here. Nah, he had to fucking hold her down like that.
Also, probably non-related, my mom's dad, who, you know, he died when she was 17, was a Freemason. Not like the Illuminati, but the Freemasons. So maybe that has something to do with him. I don't know.
Listen, if you want to communicate with me as a ghost, just at least just say hi. Just don't touch me. Just say hi.
Yeah,
I could take the high. I could be like, we could have a conversation. But once you start touching shit and moving shit and touching me and holding me down, that's a whole different story. Now you're gonna invade a personal space that you know you can't cross, and I can't do that.
I don't want to do this because it sounds like I feel like it's like the human thing to flex. Like when you tell someone at work, you're like, oh, I slept 5 hours, and they're like, oh, well, I slept 4 hours last night. You're trying to up someone. I'm not trying to do that. I'm just like continuing the conversation. But I've had a lot of sleep paralysis issues. Like I just stopped having it when I actually moved to this house here. Like that's when I stopped having sleep paralysis.
Okay, the house that you moved from, was there activities of any ghosts?
Actually, I do have a fucking video. Yo, that's crazy. I do have a video actually. Let me finish the statement first. But
what did you see when you had sleep paralysis?
Same thing. Like you'd see shadows and shit. You'd see fucking. One time I saw, and this was the most terrifying thing. I saw a massive spider. Massive.
I'm done.
Massive.
I am done. Like, with these I'm going home.
I can't even describe it. Like long, like spiders? My arms, and it was like, ugh, that was the freakiest thing.
I don't do spiders.
But I've learned just like, and let me, for anyone who has sleep paralysis, let me give you a fucking tip, because this is how I got out of it. Just focus on your fucking arm or something, and just fucking with all your might, just try to move that shit, and eventually, your brain will fucking, it's the same reason like why you pee your pants toe. Or like, yeah, exactly. Just try to wiggle move at toe. All. And when eventually your brain will send the signal through the fucking sleep paralysis and you'll move and you'll wake up, you'll wake yourself up. That's the thing. Now I think I still get sleep paralysis, but I just like the second it happens, I go, oh.
So it's like really bad, like you can't move anything?
Yeah.
It's kind of like when your arm goes numb.
I don't have
you can't move it?
No. I don't have the paperwork with me, your body goes into REM, right?
Yeah.
I might be incorrect about these facts to a point.
You know more than I do.
But you, when your body enters a certain state, your body falls asleep. But if you sleep, so for me, what I figured out it was is one of my ears are covered. So if I have both my ears covered, because I used to sleep with one arm like this and the other one on the pillow, that's when I would get sleep paralysis consistently. I could still do it right now. I could give myself sleep paralysis like that. It just depends. It's a weird communication thing with the brain where your brain's still awake, but your body's asleep. Yeah, and that's why. And like I said, it's the same function where like if you're running in a dream, sometimes you'll kick yourself and wake yourself up. You know what I mean?
Or that's like, why in my dreams, like I've never had sleep paralysis, you know, fucking knock on wood. But like my when I go to sleep, they're deep, like really, really deep. Like it's to the point where I don't like people have constant dreams and they can like remember it. No, I nothing. I probably do dream, but I don't remember any of it. And it's to the point where like I'll jerk myself
off.
Like I'll jerk myself awake.
It's a comedy podcast.
Like it's like, yeah, I feel like I'm getting tased.
It's like funny.
Yeah, bro. That's, yeah.
And the person I slept with, they said that that like it's violent, like my jerks are violent, like it's pretty bad.
Like you shake the bed type shit.
Yeah, like it feels like an exorcism. Like I look like the like.
I just want to point out that I have dreams, but my dreams aren't dreams, sort of say. They're kind of like things are gonna happen in the future. It happens to me all the time.
Oh, I've had that. Yeah.
It happens to me all the time. That's the only thing I dream about. Premonitions. Something that's gonna happen before it happens.
The only dream,
and it never fails.
The only dream I vividly remember, other than Meat Man, the only dream I vividly remember is like 6 months after my dad died. I just had a dream, white room again, but we were sitting there, we were playing chess, and he looked healthy and shit. We just talked. I don't remember what we talked about. I just remember that. And the only reason I really think that was my dad is because I fucking mopped him. My dad was not a smart person. I would think if it's a dream and I was making it happen, I wouldn't just completely destroy him. I obliterated him in chess. Every time we fucking played, I just destroyed him. So that part of me, that gave me a little comfort. But that's the only dream I remember. I'm not like that, man. I don't got the memory. I want to talk about violent jerks before we end the podcast. It's going to be really weird to go from funny to serious to funny again, but
please but say something funny. This is just
nah, but real quick though, I want to talk about the experience I had in my other house.
Oh yeah, I want to hear that.
So and there have been some experiences here too.
I don't want to hear
it was oh man, I think it was Luch was a month and a half, so it was December. It was around December. We have this little horse, this little porcelain horse or whatever that rocks, that you turn the thing and it rocks back and forth or whatever.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like sitting an actual there. Horse.
What?
An actual horse?
No, like, brother, you create my horse. I used to have horses. Well, my dad used to have horses.
All right, anyway,
another time. Fucking, but I have the video recording. I just don't know which phone it's on. I have a bunch of old phones. But literally, I was just sitting there. And this horse, you have to like, you have to get up and move it. Like, if I find the horse, I think I have it in storage here or somewhere else. You have to move the motherfucker. Like, it's a heavy fucking horse, bro. And I was just sitting there. I think I was playing Warzone. I was just chilling. I slept in the living room on a couch, and fucking, bro, just this horse just out of nowhere, just from being completely still, dun, 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 started playing the music. I went, man, I whipped out the phone. I'm like, look at this shit. I started recording that shit. Yeah, man, it was pretty creepy.
And you sound pretty brave.
I told you, at this point, bro, it's like, what the fuck? I'll catch the fade. Pop up on me. I'm more scared of people than I am like a fucking ghost. Deadass.
People are terrifying.
What the fuck, bro? If a lizard man popped up from there, I'd be willing to have a conversation with that dude. Not even
a lizard man.
But a
let's
human?
Say, like, okay, let's say, yeah.
No, bro.
Let's say that happened, like, his porcelain shit started moving, and he fucking sees that, and then out of nowhere, a fucking crackhead comes into his house.
That would be scary.
Oh, no. My God, bro.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Dude, I'm not kidding, bro. Literally, bro, like, we could see a 12-foot-tall fucking alien gray, whatever they're called, gray heads?
Yes.
Whatever. I could see one of those motherfuckers right now. I would want to talk to him. Me and Jeff have talked about this before, how, like, if I would want to communicate, like, telepathically with aliens. They'll never do it because they think we're stupid and they think we're, like, ants and
but
shit.
But if a crackhead pull up but on you fucking scared as fuck.
Bro, if an old lady's walking by us with a dog, me and Jeff are pissing our pants.
Yep.
Same exact time we were talking about the aliens, this old lady walked by. She looked a little creepy. She was walking her dog. We were terrified, bro.
It was pretty bad.
But bro, I'm telling you, a 12-foot tall alien, I'm not saying, like, I wouldn't be scared
fear.
At all.
We manifested our own fear, but
yeah,
it was pretty scary.
I'm not saying I wouldn't be scared of a 12-foot-tall alien, but I would not, like...
I would be...
Not like a human being.
I don't think you have fear.
Imagine a 12-foot-tall alien just walking
like that
around.
Light pole?
Yo, like that light pole. The side of that just
you want to be on a podcast?
I would take a shit right here on live.
No, that shit doesn't scare me. People scare the shit out of me.
I wouldn't... I don't think I would either.
Be scared of it?
No, I don't think I would be scared of it.
I'd be scared.
I mean, there would be.
I'd be like, I fucking knew it.
No, it would be the human fear. The same fear you see when you see, like, a lion in the zoo. Like, there's their primal, like, that thing would probably fuck me up.
But then I'm like, I kind of still want to touch it.
Yeah, man.
I want to touch it?
Nah, yeah. So that's the same thing with spookers, bro. Yeah.
No, nigga, you respect, like, you don't bother it, but you respect the shit out of it.
I'm talking about.
Kill me.
What? Oh. He got scared.
You were both looking that way, okay?
Fuck. Man, this is great.
It doesn't keep me company on my way.
Man, you know,
fuck you guys.
Man, I guess you don't.
You ever like okay? When obviously you had your own room when you were a kid.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Do you ever like turn off the light and you weren't completely fucking asleep yet, and you're just there like listening to like the fan or something like that, and you're just looking at the bottom of the door, or the closed door.
Oh yeah. And it's a little.
And then you just start, like, your head just starts seeing shit, like shadows passing by and shit like that. There were some points where I would just be there.
And a crackhead would pop up.
And a crackhead would pop up, bro. Suck me off, but whatever. I would have my fucking, the covers up to here, like, up to my chest. And I would just look at the bottom of the door. And then my mom and dad would be sleeping. And then I would just hear the creaking of the fucking.
House?
Of the cows.
Apparently that's a normal thing. I still don't believe that.
But of the floor though. Like, yeah. Those are wooden houses. These are fucking
carpet.
Yeah, like I would hear the carpet like if someone's walking. And I'm just like, this was before I had a dog. So there's nothing upstairs, and it's my sister's asleep, my mom is asleep, my dad is asleep. I would hear the creaking, and I'm just like. Yeah. What is
when
that?
When I was a little kid.
Like, What is that? And then I would cry. Like, the one thing I would do is I would try to close my eyes really tight until it fucking hurts. And then I would try to go to sleep.
When I was a kid.
That's why I always lock my door.
My parents decided to watch a scary movie. I can never remember the name of the movie. And I don't think I want to. The point of the movie was there was a whole bunch of ghosts or whatever. Or some shit. The only way to get rid of them was to keep the light on. So they can't.
That's a horrible freaking to watch. Wow.
So I went to sleep.
Oh
my
god.
Room.
I could not.
Everyone's upstairs. I sleep downstairs alone.
It was a movie about ghosts?
Yeah, it was a movie about ghosts. The only way they can't touch you was the lights on. I slept with the light on that whole night. I left the light on.
I think the movie that got me the most was A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Really?
Y'all gonna trip with this,
bro. You
can't
go to sleep? And you dream, you die.
Bro.
You can't, what? Are you insane? You go to sleep and you die. As soon as you fucking go to sleep, you fucking die. And then there
never scared me. Freddy never scared me.
There was one called Darkness Falls about a fucking tooth fairy that she would kill little kids. And, you know, when like,
take
you know,
their little teeth.
Yeah, instead of taking their teeth, she'd
she just kill them.
Yeah.
And the only way to do it is, well, if you shine the light on her. So you always have to be in the fucking light. That shit is, bro, I saw that shit when I was a little kid. Bro, that thing is scary as fuck.
When I was a kid, I used to be a little bit afraid. But now I kind of laugh at them now.
Nah, bro. You know what movie it was for me as a kid? Y'all gonna be surprised by this. Because I'm sure
Barney?
I'm sure Jeff liked it as a kid. I don't know about
Signs?
No. E.T.
E.T. really? Scared you?
E.T. I could watch Friday the 13th, all that shit. E.T., you could ask my mama. I'll call her right now you want me to.
Who's the nicest little thing ever?
E.T.? Nah, I still can't watch that movie.
I don't care.
I'll fucking cry if I watch that movie properly.
Or scared of you?
I there's other things I would want to say that I don't know if I want to say on air, but there are reasons E.T. freaked me the fuck out. Oh. Yeah, it's
personal reasons.
Personal reasons that, like, we'll talk about it when we end the podcast. Right, but cool. I do want to say, though, continuing, I don't know if I just brushed the past, but dead ass, I'm not flaking for, like, content or anything. This did happen the other day in this fucking house.
I didn't just say I didn't want to hear this. I come and visit you. I don't want to hear this shit.
So when I first moved in here, I was living here by myself for, like, a month or two. And of course, I'd hear footsteps and stuff upstairs. Like, I'd be downstairs and I'd hear, like, walking upstairs and stuff. I'd hear doors moving and shit. Yeah, and I called her Susan. So that's her name. I call her Susan.
Named it.
Of course. Well, I assume my first assumption was there was a crackhead in the attic.
Oh my God.
That's what I always told myself.
That was my first assumption. Because I've seen it happen. No. So my cousin moved in. We still heard noises and shit. Susan.
I saw a video like that once.
Yeah, that's what
Chinese
I'm saying.
Girl?
Yeah.
Oh my God, bro. That scared the shit out of me, bro.
Taking people's food at night?
Yeah.
Living in the fucking attic?
No, that's
so that's why I called it Susan. I personified the ghost, basically. Whatever, we always would fuck around. Like, you know, we'd be downstairs. We'd all be hanging out downstairs.
This fucking ghost was his friend.
Well, listen,
be scared of it.
Listen, this is dead ass what happened the other day. Happened to me about a week and a half ago. Dead ass.
I hate you.
And I'm getting shivers because it is creepy, but I'm not a bitch, though. I am a bitch, but not when it comes to this shit. I want to clarify. I am a bitch. Don't run up on me. I will cry and call the police. But
the field goes fuck you.
Unless I got a banger on me, then you're pretty fucked.
Then it's busting.
Then it's busting. But bro, whatever. We always joke about Susan stuff. Now that all this shit's been happening, the other day I was by myself. I was about to leave. I saw one of you guys recently. I think it was Jeff before he went on his trip or whatever. And I was leaving. It was just a pass me by moment. But I was by myself. I'm walking and on the stairs, same shit Jeff said he saw. Black figure, like black, blah, blah, blah. Like pure black, but there were lights on. And it was pure black figure. Like one of those things that you would think, like, you know how your eye does a little, like,
yeah,
a little blotchy. But it was there, though. Like, it was there for a minute until I looked at it. Of course, when you look at it, it goes away. And I just remember being like, Susan, you bitch. Of course. This is what I always tell the ghost. So you better pray you never live with me. But I'm like, bro, listen, don't fuck with me. I'll get an exorcist in here. I'll expulse your ass, bro. Don't play with me. My roommates, fuck with them. Fuck with them. You'll have fun fucking with them. My cousin, you'll scare the shit out of him. He'll piss his pants, bro. But me, I'm going to get someone in here, man. I'm going to get rid of you. Yeah, play with me. We can live in fucking...
Lights on, salt the door, windows.
Bro, but
crosses on the fucking thing. If those shit turn upside down, then I'm fucked. I seen all the movies.
Nah, but deadass, I think it's just... I do believe in ghosts, but I believe those things are just because I don't think it's ADD, but I just have a super active brain. My brain's always busting. You know what I mean? It should go on hammer, bam.
Busting all those fucking neurons.
Yeah, man. My brain's fucking always violently jerking. And I just want to talk about this because I want to talk about this all day. Because I want to know if it's ever happened to you guys. We're getting off ghost now, so if you were tuning in for the ghost part, thank you for staying with us for 50 minutes talking about ghost.
You dead ass.
We're going to talk about masturbation for like 5 to 10 minutes and then cut it.
Are you serious?
Dead ass, bro, because listen, this happened to me, so I'm...
Oh, okay.
So it's not scary anymore. It's not scary anymore, okay?
It still is scary.
We made it past the spookers.
Someone had a violent jerk.
I don't schmickle my pickle much. We've talked about this in test episode.
He's lying. He opened his phone today and it was Pornhub right there.
Yeah, because I schmickled my pickle today. That's where the story is.
Okay, all right, go. What's your fucking shit?
So it happened, but when I was done, you guys are circumcised, right? You got no little wee-wee skin?
I don't got the foreskin.
Jeffrey, you got a little wee-wee skin?
Yeah.
You do? You uncircumcised?
No, I'm circumcised.
Oh, okay. Well, I got the wee-wee skin. I'm not circumcised, bro.
My boy look like the elastic bullworm.
That boy got an umbrella.
I thought I just fucking, I don't know what, because I didn't think I schmeated it too hard, bro. But that shit, the skin was like,
dry.
It felt like, no, it felt like I like pulled a muscle, and like if I moved it, it was literally like the worst pinching sensation of my life. It was horrible. I've never felt so much dick pain, and it, I just like massaged it out.
Yeah, because you didn't meet your meat regularly.
I did a non-jerk massage at the knob, and it ended up going away. But bro, that was some of them. That was painful, like 5 minutes, bro.
That was shit, not bussing.
That shit was not. Boy, it was bussing, but after the bussing, it wasn't bussing. After that shit, Jesus, bro. But I had to massage that shit.
Yeah,
out.
Doug, just the muscle memory that you had was gone.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. That shit hurted, dude. That shit hurted, dude.
Damn, that's just been on your mind all day.
That has been on.
That's what you've been wanting to tell the boys.
Yo, my schmeat fucking spazzed out.
No,
because
I wanted to know if you guys ever
I pulled a hemi
on my dick. That ass. I wanted to know if you guys ever experienced that shit, bro.
No, I've never pulled my schmeat.
You guys
don't
have little foreskins.
I do not.
I don't think it has to be with your foreskin.
But it was my foreskin.
I just think you just had.
You yanked too hard, bro.
Yeah.
Huh. Wow. We talked about ghosts. Talked about foreskins. We can't end it on that. Yeah. We can't end it on that.
You're the fucking one that brought
it. I know, but I thought it'd be a segment, bro. I thought we'd talk about it and go into something, but that was so abrupt.
He thought he wasn't alone, but he is.
I'm sorry about
that.
He's
alone as shit.
I'm fucking alone. If you need me, come find me, baby.
Notice that when you access through your circumstances, you were alone.
The world is full of many great ghost meat. Many great wonders, many great myths. Would you fuck a ghost?
What?
Would you fuck a ghost?
Woman? Do I get to pick the type of ghost I get?
You wake up and it's a ghost lady there, sure. You go and like, okay, well, this is fucking weird. And you are somehow capable of fucking a ghost. You have a fucking ectoplasmum condom.
Any ghost.
You can feel that shit.
Any ghost.
Sure, brother. But would you do it, though, is the question. Would you experience that? Would you want to experience that shit?
Huh? I don't know.
Like ghost to ghost? Why not?
Why not?
You bussing? What if you had a little ghost, baby?
A ghost, baby?
Break the little ectoplasm condom and you have a little ghost, baby.
That's how that works.
I'm gonna exercise that little man. I'm gonna exercise him real quick.
I'm gonna exercise my rights.
Bro, but the point is, there's a lot of great wonders, bro. There's
a lot of what ifs.
It's extraterrestrial.
I think this is a segment for what ifs.
I honestly would still want to talk. I still want to go on about this. About like, I was talking to Jeff the other day about fucking in Erica somewhere. The continent Erica.
Continent Erica.
Yeah, no, Erica.
Erica?
Yeah. Where like
Please
Egypt
explain.
And all that shit is.
Please explain. I don't know what
you're
talking about.
You don't know the continent of Erica. It's the biggest continent. It's where the lions live and the elephants live and stuff. It's Erica.
Do you mean Africa?
That's what I'm saying, Erica. In the continent of Erica, I forget where it was, brother. But there was a school. There was a school, and there was over 300.
What the fuck?
There was over 300 separate accounts that a UFO ship landed there, and 300 separate people had their own accounts, eyewitness accounts, that yes, there were aliens there. They interacted with them telepathically. It's not like it's knowledge, bro. Like it's out there. 300 people. I understand, like, if right now, if we said we saw the 12-foot-tall gray man walk up, no one would believe us. We're three dudes. We could have been tripping. Jerry could have smoked a tainted cigarette and got the, you know, we could have got a little tilted. You know, but 300 people saw that shit. They communicated. I'm pretty sure they even said they made physical contact with these fucking creatures. You tripping, brother. What you tripping about?
Fucking Jeffrey's pointing at something. I don't know what the fuck he saw, so I'm trying to figure it out. But yo, 300 people?
I
want to fight all 300 of them.
They talk about it on the Joe Rogan podcast.
I really
want to
talk about.
I don't know the exact numbers.
I really want to talk about how I'm going to fight all 300 of those people.
Fight them?
Yes.
Why?
Why? Because all 300 of them saw aliens.
Yeah.
That means they came, talked to them, they must have said some shit, and they're all gone. I didn't get to meet one.
Well, that's the thing. Apparently, they did talk about, like, no offense, but, like, I feel like it's, like, what the alien, like, activist group would do. Like, oh, you gotta save the oceans, blah, blah. Like, man, talk to me about some cool shit. Talk to me about, like, photon lasers or some shit. How you blasting motherfuckers.
Yeah, like, how'd you
get
here?
About how the lightsaber works or some shit. Tell me y'all got that shit, for real.
Give me some.
No offense. Like, of course, we gotta save our planet and shit, but.
Yeah, we can do that after, but I just want to know a few things first.
And, bro, also,
time travel. You got that?
Nah, but also, like, bro, did you see I had it in my head, but I blanked out. Aliens. I was thinking about aliens. Oh, yeah, you saw the dude from NASA? He said that, like, yeah, bro, there's been, like, an intergalactic, like, federation, like, deadass, and they're, like, at Mars and shit, blah, 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 all this shit. You seen that shit?
No.
Now, that's one of those things. It's one dude. He could be doing it for clout. But the fact that, like, 300, I want to say 200, just to be safe. Let me hedge the bets. 200 people saw that shit? That's ridiculous. That many people. Also, like, France, bro, a few years ago, France dropped all their files on UFOs and shit. Like, that shit's out there. I'm pretty sure D-Trizzy, our last president, D-Trizzy, I'm pretty sure he dropped a lot of documents on that shit, too.
Why are you giving everything a nickname?
My boy D-Trizzy.
Jeff, would you walk in space?
Make a mirror Eric great again? Make a mirror Eric.
Would I walk in space?
Yeah. Like, if you had a chance to go to space and visit and do a spacewalk, would you do it?
What?
Yeah.
You would hate your life.
Why?
Because one thing goes wrong.
One thing goes wrong and I'm dead. I know that.
And you're done.
Like, you're talking to the man that said he'd rather be dead than be
dead. That's the thing for Jeff, yes, but for me, full on Nico Robin. I want to live.
But you
want to
see fucking aliens?
But that's the difference. That's the potentiality for, like.
But you can't spacewalk.
Because what's that providing me? I could see what I'm seeing on the spacewalk through a window in a pressurized chamber.
Yes, you can see, but you can't experience.
Yeah, I can't either because I got 18 layers of fucking fabric on me.
That also, like, you also think that an alien is not going to be violent towards you.
Oh, I do not think an alien won't be violent towards me. I've told you before, if there are aliens, which I'm confident there are, we are ants.
Yeah.
We are ants. And I'm sure if an ant comes poking at its feet, it might try to stomp the fucking ant.
Yeah, of course.
But there's also the potentiality that we aren't ants and they look at us like fucking chimps or some shit. You know what I mean? The difference genetically between us and chimps is only like, what, 1%? That's the difference, bro. Those aliens could be another 1% different from us.
What if we're
just be exponential?
What if what we think we are, the superior race, and the aliens just come here and like, damn, we're way better than them.
Well, that's we're better than them?
Yeah.
That's why they hide and shit. They're shy about it. Like, fuck, man. We got time, space travel and shit, but, like, we suck. Other than that, we're pretty trash. That's interesting, bro. I've never thought about that. But, yeah, for sure, I think an alien would be violent. But the thing is, like I said, the that's like seeing $1 million in front of you in front of a lava pit and, like, you could run up and grab it. Like, bro, that's life-changing. The potential for that is life-changing. Like, I would... Yeah, it's worth it. But spacewalking, I'm not gaining anything. All I'm gaining is a memory that my brain can hold that I could just we could just say we did it.
I would take a dump when I do it.
I don't think that's how that works. You're going to be shitting in your spacesuit?
It's like I have a choice. I'm fucking walking on the moon.
And you decided to take a fucking dump.
Yeah, wow. Probably. It's going to happen because I'm scared. But it's awesome.
Nah, man. You tripping, man. I'm not doing that shit.
Would you, Evans? Would you walk? Spacewalk? Like on a satellite?
Yeah. I don't think I'm on a satellite, but like if I just let me float there.
They float where?
Bro, you're going to get interstellar'd, kid. Like, why would you ever consider that shit? Are you fucking crazy? Why not?
It's pretty cool, spacewalk.
Until you get interstellar'd.
Nah.
Bro, a little fucking... You know how much debris is in space?
I know, but just a little quick 2 minutes.
You know how much debris is in space, baby?
2 minutes, kid.
Give me
2 minutes, little floating out.
I give it to you. I'm not doing it. It's not a me thing, baby.
You pull me back.
If you're not getting Interstellar, sure. But yeah, man.
Damn, that's crazy. You go up to space, you stay there for about like a year.
You saw that there's like a bunch of people signed a petition for Jeff Bezos not to come back when he goes up there? Like 40,000 or some shit.
Yeah, him and his brother are going up.
They signed a petition and said, you're not coming back, baby. That's...
Do you know what would be fucking insane? If we're here, like, talking about space and shit, and then motherfuckers in Mars right now are just...
They're sitting in their car doing a car pod. Talking about the guys on Earth.
No, but, like, they're like... Like, you know how there's shit that NASA doesn't show us?
Oh, of course.
What if they, you know, later reveal that, you know, the mission to Mars was a failure? You know, unfortunately, all the crew members died, and it's...
Not bussing.
And then they released the footage, and it was a completely whole different race that wiped them out that lives on Mars. This is a bunch of, like, their native Mars, and then they just completely demolished them, and they killed them all.
What would we do with that information?
What would we do, or what would humanity do?
Both.
What would humanity do?
What would humanity do first?
To be honest, to be 100% honest, I think humanity
would shit bricks.
Definitely shit bricks.
No, I think shit bricks, but simultaneously, literally, I think humanity's pulling a fucking good old Drizzy Drake, going 0 to 100 real quick. I really think they'd send nukes. Straight up immediately send nukes.
Oh my god.
No
bro.
Question.
Stupid is that?
No, to be honest, I'm dead-assing it's immediately.
The first question. We nuking Mars?
Yeah, type.
Nuking Mars?
Definitely, yeah. That
would no, like
it will come up.
No,
definitely
like,
come up.
Like the video shows just like just straight Mars like fucking like murdering, like just like decapitating the fucking astronauts. And it's
yeah,
just
yeah, the first question is so like, nuke?
Yeah,
we nuking Mars?
Fucking idiots. Yeah, first the question. Yeah, so we're nuke?
That's what I think humanity
is. That'd be so fucking stupid.
If it was me, like, oh, no, just start sending them little gift packages. Just send them a little thing, a little Kit Kat.
As humans, we're going to be like, so how do we kill them?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the immediate thought is going to be like, bro, like.
We were nuking Mars?
Come on, baby.
If they fucking nuke Mars, we're fucking done.
That's what I'm saying, bro. It's just crazy. Or like on the moon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
On the moon.
What if there's shit on the moon?
Well, if there's shit on the moon, let's nuke it. Because shit living on the moon makes
no
fucking sense.
No, let's not nuke a planet.
That's like a fucking... No, that's like... First of all,
the
moon is not
a planet.
That is a...
Can a nuke take out a planet?
We nuke the moon?
I can't take out... If you send 60 nukes, probably.
We're going to fucking send 60
We're going to fuck up the tide of the fucking...
Well, that's the thing with the moon, too. But, bro, like, if something's living on the moon, there's no water up there, bro. There's no water. There's no air.
There is water.
There's nothing.
There's water on the moon.
What are you talking about?
They found water on the moon.
Oh, but still, okay. Well, even then, there's no fucking air. If something's up there, they can't breathe air. I'm terrified of it. I'm so scared of jellyfish.
Dog.
They have no brain, man.
On my vacation, you know what's the scariest thing in the whole fucking world?
Mm-hmm.
Staring into a black ocean.
That's why I don't go to the
beach.
I
don't do oceans.
Bro, I'm there sitting on the pier, and I'm like high shit. I'm there sitting on the pier, just looking out into the fucking sea, and I'm just like, this is like slowly terrifying me.
Slowly, nigga, I'm
bro,
terrified.
We
when
know
the sun,
more
when it's light time. I'm still fucking
bro.
Scared.
We know more about the universe than we do about the fucking ocean, bro.
That's fucking.
That's fucking insane.
That's
yeah, baby.
Only 5% of the ocean we discovered.
You know what terrified me when I saw that you can fit the entire Mount Everest into the ocean, and then there's still so much more ocean.
So much more.
Of course.
I'm just like, oh no.
So I won't go in the ocean.
No.
No, I hate the ocean, dude. To be stranded at sea, I'd rather just die. Just die.
Kill me.
Just fucking kill me. I cannot withstand.
And I couldn't survive.
Not
the
knowing
ocean.
Or can't see what's under my feet.
Yeah.
Bro, that's not even it. I couldn't survive. I literally could not survive. I couldn't eat anything out there. I couldn't fucking.
You can't drink the water.
I can't drink
can't
the water. Like
nothing.
The ocean is
nothing
for me. That is not for me, baby.
You're just paddling your fucking ass.
Until you die.
Being fucking bait for fucking food.
Well, to be fair, I would just have to grab
fishes.
A shrimp out the water and eat it, and I'd be done. It's like a fucking cyanide pill.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
how are you going to grab a shrimp?
He's not.
Boy, I'm like,
you're not bobbing
you're
for apples there.
You're
I'm
gonna
like
die
Jackie
like everybody
Chan
else.
With a little finger.
You're gonna die like everybody else, slowly, hungry, and tired.
Yeah.
I hate the ocean so much.
But I would love to, like, it'd be cool to fucking find out what's in there, though.
Jeff, would you fucking,
What if a megalodon was still?
I would rather take a spacewalk
100%
than a, like, scuba a dive? Submarine dive. Submarine?
Ah, yes. 100%. I agree with that. If you gave
me the choice, hey, do you want to walk on the moon?
If that guy who's standing right there walked up.
Yo. Fuck you, piece of shit. I fucking turned my head real quick. If that guy fucking cocksucker.
If he was fucking the imaginary guy in point.
There's no one, but bitch.
There actually is. I'm not kidding. Evans, look. For real. Look. I'm not kidding. I swear there's actually somebody walking. Look. Stay here. Look. You see her walking? You see the lady walking?
No! I don't see an old lady walking!
What's happening?
I don't fucking happen. Okay.
I'm about to pull up and we're going to question her. She's the first guest. Nah, but if a person...
Stop locking the car.
But if a person walked up, put a gun on my head and said, you have to either spacewalk or go in the ocean.
Spacewalk.
Or like submarine.
Nigga, give spacewalk. Me a hard question. Spacewalk.
Spacewalk.
Spacewalk. Dude, it's crazy because going under the submarine is like...
I really want to know what that lady was doing though. I think it was her house.
Fuck that lady. Going in a submarine underwater, that shit can fucking implode.
Yeah.
And just, you fucking drown.
Fuck the ocean, bro. Fuck.
In space, you just suffocate.
Well, no. In space, bro, you fucking...
Suffocate.
There's a little thing in that shit. You get freeze-dried in like a millisecond, bro.
And you don't feel pain, though.
Yeah, you wouldn't feel shit. Exactly. It's different in the ocean, dog. You drown and all that shit. You wouldn't suffocate in space. Suffocation and fucking suffocation and drowning are the same thing, essentially.
Yeah, but there's quicker.
Yeah, it's quicker.
Up there
but the air is... Space is so pressurized, I'm just saying. You would just, in a millisecond, go boom. And in the ocean, it would take a minute.
Well, either way, I'll take space.
In the ocean, if you go deep, like submarine level, they push you off, like in the middle, which would never happen because it would destroy the whole submarine itself. Yeah. Like, you would explode from how deep you are.
I always go deep.
You would, your head would explode, everything would explode.
Dude, I like this. Let's do this more. I don't like that I cut it off for 2 minutes to talk about my foreskin issue, but this shit's cool.
Cut that off.
I like you guys getting scared. This is fucking
Bro. It's fucking stupid, man.
You're giving him a heart attack.
Yeah, man. I could fucking...
I'm playing COD all night.
I'll play COD like a little bit.
What
maybe.
Time is it?
It's 12.
Shit.
I think we should cut it. I'm getting tired. I'm going to go home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not for nothing. It's just too comfortable.
What?
Doing a podcast in here. This is comfortable.
This is comfortable. My car has gone. It's at least spent like 20 miles just sitting here. So that's not good. This is going to cost me a lot of money in gas.
We could just alternate cars.
Oh, we could, or you could, you know, whatever.
I'll give you gas money.
But yeah, you know.
All right. Well, it was nice talking to you, fuckers.
Yeah, man.
Javier, close us out.
This is the Pleasure Room Podcast. Thank you for tuning in.
And getting scared with us.
I hope you enjoyed the conversations we had. This is the beginning of something new. The car pod. We'll figure out the footage situation because we're either just going to use this hour and just upload the audio, or we're going to use the hour 30 minutes and show you a little bit of video footage. A little bit. Unsure, but we'll figure the video stuff out.
Video shit.
Yeah, we'll figure the whole video thing out.
Some clips here and there of us.
Because we're going to do video. And yeah, man, I thank you for listening. I respect it. Follow us on social at Pleasure Dream Podcast. Follow each of our Instagrams individually. Javier King Cruz, Jeffrey Saltines, and fucking I Am Evans. And yeah, man, thank you. And remember,
stay frosty.
He's right behind you.
Fuck you.